Grab the salt, tequila, and lime.
What are you doing?
Making margaritas.
Because it's National Margarita Day.
Yeah, we need margaritas.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere here on the morning show. Hey, National Margarita Day.
Margaritas, anybody?
I would love to go for margaritas.
It's National Margarita Day.
Get drunk on margaritas.
Hey, National Margarita Day.
Tequila, triple sec, and lime or lemon juice.
I have to go to work.
Well, we got the cure for that. Margarita.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Yeah, it's Margarita Day. It's 2/22/22. It's also Karina's birthday. Oh, and it's a Try It Tuesday on National Tuesday.
In digital HD.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The 22nd day of the 2nd month of the 22nd year.
Two.
Become clear of your desire.
Well, you heard the news. How about the good news? You attack a shark before the shark attacks you, and your dog wanders away for 12 years. How could those stories be good news? Well, about as much as buying guns for a good cause could be good news, and that story's local. The good news is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Hey, attack the shark before the shark attacks you.
I had gotten irate. Like, he was trying to take my foot, and it just pissed me off that he hadn't let go yet. And anyway, I lifted myself up out of the water like the damn Hulk, and I started wailing at him with both my fists.
Heather West, you are a hero. How can you stay calm while the shark is trying to tear your leg off? You just keep punching him till he swims away. Scary news, but good news. And how about this, since we talked about dogs earlier this morning, 12 years after going missing, a California dog is reunited with his owner because she did that microchip thing.
Put her at the pound when she was 6 months old, and her twin sister brought her home there.
That's actual audio of her getting reunited with her dog, Zoe. Way to go, Michelle, just listed as Michelle from California. That scannable microchip really worked out 12 years later. And locally, hey, how do you mark Sunbury's 250th anniversary? Buy a gun. Wait, take it easy. It's a commemorative Henry rifle being designed to mark the 250th anniversary of Sunbury, complete with etchings on both sides of the stock. This sounds pretty cool. They'll go for between $799 and $1,500. The quincentennial's coming.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Did I say that right? I don't think I said that right. Sorry. I always just say Sunbury's 250th birthday because it's the semi-quincentennial. Oh, maybe I did say it right. Hey, Vicky, call me up and let me know, okay? Anyway, if your local group has good news, let us know. Let Mark Lawrence know. He sends it into this room, and it becomes good news.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, late night TV. Seth is back from vacation. What's new with AT&T? Well, he'll tell it, only like Seth Meyers can. And we've got birthday buddies.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
AT&T is set tomorrow to shut down its 3G cellular network, as opposed to their 4G network, which shuts down whenever.
WQKX. Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! All right, we'll go on this. Celebrity birthdays today. Cahill Mack is 31 years old. We mention him just for Michelle Mertz. He's a Chicago Bear.
Oh, all right.
One hell of a football
player. Hope she's
listening.
Well, you know.
She probably isn't. But anyway. He's 31. 39 years old today is Karina Carr.
Mom and Dad, stop driving to Lewisburg. I'm okay. My gosh. Oh,
all
my
right.
Goodness.
Happy birthday, Karina.
Happy birthday. Thank you. It's starting out lovely.
Tom Hiddleston, of the Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah.
Hey there.
Yes. Is 48 years old. You think he wrote that song for that Delilah chick that's on the radio at night?
I don't think so. I think I saw it was about an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Speaking of ex-girlfriends, Drew Barrymore is 47 today. She's my ex-girlfriend.
I was going to say, what does that have to... All right, fine.
I don't know where I go.
I don't believe you, but okay.
Dr. J, Julius Erving, is 72 years old today.
Wow.
So happy birthday to Dr. J. Those are the celebrity birthdays. Let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. And I'm the only one that could read them today.
Yes, so if the printer went awry.
Yeah, if you ladies just want to stand by, I got them on the screen, but Lynn, you can't see it from here, can you?
No, I can't see anything from here.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Andrew Savage from Lycans 33. Cheryl Custer is 63 today.
Related to George Custer?
General Custer?
Yes. Same one.
That's
the
George?
Same. Yes.
I never knew General Custer's first name.
George.
See, you get a history lesson from Lynn Hall every day.
It's like the Discovery Channel.
Uh-huh. And look at...
Oh, my...
We just got signed out. Now my screen went... Maybe...
Should we just quit while we're ahead?
Maybe this is a sign. Maybe,
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we shouldn't have birthday buddies anymore. I don't know.
I ruined it all. I'm sorry.
No, don't go. Don't go blaming yourself now.
No, it's dang technology.
Yeah.
You think you want one of those chargers where you set your phone on it until it doesn't work. Yeah, that's always...
That may be another story as well. We don't know. Here they come.
There they are.
Deb Campbell is 48. Well worth the wait, Deb, right? Joanna Mowry is 37. Katie Dishman is 48. Happy birthday to Kim Rank, 62. Larissa Minium from Lewisburg is 32. Lisa Coleman from Gratz is 56. Robin Kurtz from Sunbury, 52 today. Happy birthday to Sarah Bartlett. Would that be our very own Sarah Bartlett?
Yes.
38 years old. Sarah Bartlett has the same birthday as Karina Carr?
Amazing.
Would you look at that?
I see a big cake coming. I don't know.
Yes.
Seth Greninger is 36 today. Sharon Berkeley, 51. Happy birthday to Shelley Sutsko, 47. Susan McGainis from Mount Carmel is 67. Tina Wolf from Sunbury, I know her, 63. And happy birthday to Vicky McLeod from Sunbury, 72 years old today.
And that's all, because we don't know whether they'll... The list is over or not, but
don't poke the bear.
Sometimes you just gotta fly solo, you know what I mean? But every day at this time, it's
Birthday Buddy.
There it is.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Karina is here. It's her birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That means we probably still have a Try It Tuesday.
We do. It's in my car.
Did you bring your car?
Yes.
Okay. I thought maybe you ran here. I don't know.
All I know is I did the Flight of the Bumblebee.
Just in case you saw her on Route 15 coming from Lewisburg.
Oh, yes. I was praying there was no cops in sight. I was like, buzzing. Just leave me alone. Thing. You'll understand in a minute.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, because sometimes listening to it is better than watching it. But the second one you need to see. First up, Karina, do you ever use a live snake to do your hair?
No. They can't say I have.
But this lady, Cheyenne Brubaker, is a zoo assistant. So I guess if you're a zoo assistant, it's no big deal to take a snake out of the cage and... Use it as a scrunchie.
Seems normal.
People are going to say this is animal abuse and that you're forcing him to do this.
I literally didn't. I had him around my neck and he just did this.
How does he get himself up there in my hair? Honestly, this is the first place that he usually goes to. Snakes like to wrap around things because it makes them feel like they're not going to fall. They also really love the warmth of hair. For the video that I posted, my hair was in a ponytail like this. And the way that he wrapped around it, he actually got all of the hair in the bun.
Okay, I get it. And I'm a guy, and I don't want a snake wrapping around anything of mine, okay?
Yeah. Okay, Medusa.
I'm just saying. All right, so look that up later. It is kind of cool looking, but it's kind of creepy, too.
We got a man who unhooked the fish house, drives off, and his friends were still inside in Minnesota. Like grumpy old men.
in here picking up the pieces after that. Buddy Mojo forgot to unhook the sled before he took off to pick up another friend. Luckily, we didn't lose anything. Snapped my line that I had down the hole. Ripped my line all the way up the hole.
Can you tell me something, Minnesota?
Not at all.
Why do you chain the snowmobile to the fish house while you go to sleep? Why would you chain it? Security, maybe? You don't want anybody to steal your snowmobile? He comes out of the fish house, and like he said, he wanted to pick up a buddy, so he gets on the snowmobile, fires it up, and pulls away. And his other buddies are still sleeping in the fish house.
I think they awoken very quickly.
Very quickly.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Like we say, listen to it now, look it up later.
WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we got plenty to come. It's Karina's birthday, and it's a Try It Tuesday, so we're going to try something on Karina's birthday, correct?
Yes, we're having guacamole and margaritas.
Okay, I'll skip the first one and have double of the second.
I figured you would.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Before KX.
Don't know if you were up late last night watching Jimmy Fallon. All the late night guys are back because the Olympics are over. Ben Stiller was on last night, and the story just kept getting weirder. He talked about sparring with Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Now, Mancini's retired, but I'm pretty sure he can still beat the hell out of anybody.
Right? Yeah.
So Ben Stiller, what would he be doing at a gym? A boxing gym, and then what would he be doing getting the chance to spar with Boom Boom? Well, the story gets better. The gym is owned by Bob Dylan? Why would Bob Dylan own a boxing
this
gym?
This is getting weird.
Well, listen how Fallon handles it, because it was weird.
There's this gym in Santa Monica that a friend of mine had, and it was actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, it was owned by Bob Dylan.
Yeah, you can
and
see
it. And it was underneath a synagogue.
Bob Dylan,
it was a boxing gym underneath a synagogue. And a lot of actors went there. David Duchovny went there, and Pete Berg, and Gary Shandling.
Gary Shandling.
And
but then, who
was like a really good boxer, by the way?
Did you ever see like... anyone fight Bob Dylan?
I feel like Gary got in the ring. I think he did.
this is a movie.
It's insane.
And then you get in the ring.
Yeah, and they get in the ring, and then one day
you're hoping to fight a comedian, maybe.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Boom Boom Mancini was there. And he's like, "Come on, get him in the ring." So we like went a little bit, and he was really very nice, and he didn't give me any headshot because I'm not a boxer. You know, it's like work out.
Of course.
But the second you get like a little tap in the nose, I just like want to cry and go to my mommy to go home.
I'm a comedian, please. I don't do this. I'm just doing this for fun.
It was amazing. I mean, an amazing place.
Now, I'm a storyteller. By trade, I'm a storyteller. But that one just kept getting weirder.
Yeah.
It just kept getting weirder. And the fact that the gym was in the basement of a synagogue and it was owned by Bob Dylan, who occasionally becomes Jewish, but then he changes back. He's had a whole history of that.
They should make a movie about this.
Yeah, that's what Fallon said. This is a movie. He didn't give me any headshots. He just gave me a tap on the nose.
Like a cat batting him.
It was just weird TV that I thought I'd share with you. And all I could think of is, since Dylan owned the gym under the synagogue, maybe he should switch up his song and say, "You're gonna have to spar somebody. You're gonna have to spar somebody." That's not a bad Dylan. I don't care what you say.
He had a good singing voice.
We're gonna have to spar some.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
God, it smells like onions in here. It must be a Try It Tuesday. What's going on, birthday girl?
Making some guacamole.
I'm looking at avocados, and I'm convinced they're even ugly looking before you make the guac. They look like giant, I don't know. They look like sacks.
Oh, I got I got the supersized ones, too, not those tiny little guacamole avocado making things that... you don't like, but I'm going to try and turn you around here. But I sweeten the pot with some margaritas.
It is National Margarita Day, so we'll have margaritas and guacamole for Karina's birthday.
Yep, I have to bribe you. Here's some alcohol.
Oh, is that it? Do you think you could bribe me with booze?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then.
22nd day of the second month of the 22nd year.
Two Tuesday.
Become clear of your desires.
Tuesday, I'll feel better.
Spend time tapping into the universal energy of love.
What?
February 22nd, 2022. All is well.
Yeah, all is well.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
She never once mentioned it's Karina's birthday.
Well, you know, there's that. It's just another day, right? But it's 2-2-2-2-2-2.
HD. Try it Tuesday is next.
Guac and margaritas. It's Morgan in the Morning. Oh, we need a pail for this.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
On a Try It Tuesday, it smells like a restaurant kitchen in here. You are amazing. My name's Tom Morgan and that's Chef Carr.
I'm Karina, yes.
Yeah.
I did a little prepping for the magic of radio, but mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. I'm not a huge red onion person, but I slice it very thin when I do my guac.
Okay.
And it just adds a lot of good flavor. But it also makes the studio smell like nothing but onions.
Now, weeks ago when this whole thing started, we both had one thing in common. We both love to cook. But I'm looking at the passion in which you're preparing this. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, she's a cook. You know, because some people, like, they cook by function. It's like, now it's time to chop the onion. Oh, I hate this part. You know, but a person who loves to cook loves every single part of it, right?
Oh, yeah, I was prepping in the kitchen for like a half hour last night.
Right. You got some avocados chopped up and ready to go here?
All but one, and I'll kind of show you if you've never... It's not that hard, but people get a little messy and maybe slice their hand when they're getting the pit out.
Ouch. But yeah, yeah. The pit seems to be the worst part of mm-hmm. guacamole, getting the pit out of the avocado.
And I'll show you how to spot a good one in the store. It's an easy trick that I've learned over the years. So.
Oh, really? Do you have to shake it or bump it on the
nope.
counter?
No, there's something on there that you take off, and the color underneath is what tells you if it's ready or not.
Really? One of Karina Carr's secrets here.
I'm full of disguise and tricks and all that stuff.
I think it's a great idea. So it is National Margarita Day, and believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, me, Tom Morgan, I've never had a margarita in my life.
Really?
I'm not that kind of guy. So I'm going to try a margarita, and I'm going to try guacamole. I think I'm going to like the margarita better. What do you think?
Yeah, and this is also a try it as well. It's something that I got at Wise Markets. It's mango, and then I added something else for strawberry in it, so.
Wait, you mean the margarita's going to be flavored like different mm-hmm. kinds of things?
It's mango, strawberry, margarita.
Is there any flavor you could put in an avocado to make better guacamole?
You can chase it with the margarita.
Now we're talking! Yeah!
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, we're going to make this and eat it, and you'll see it in video form on our Facebook page. Also on the way, Jimmy Fallon talks about Karina's favorite place, the dollar store.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Tom's top list and more on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX.
Some business news. I saw that Family Dollar had to shut down hundreds of stores due to a rat infestation at one of its warehouses. It's bad. The rats have already caused dollars in damages.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the worst first dates ever. A new poll, and I think you can chime in on this whenever you want, Karina. I've got some stories of my own. But the worst first date is family right away. I want you to meet my family. You don't do that on the first date.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, if you talk, well, okay, yeah. The first date I went on, he called his mom during the date.
No, he called his mom during the date?
Yeah. Yes, and then continued to talk about his ex the entire time.
Okay, that's wrong.
And then said he could see a future with me. I was like, no.
Your future's out the door, son.
Exactly.
All right.
Physical activities like swimming or attending a gym class, going on a double date with another couple,
no,
and shopping.
Not the first time. No, how about this one? Being the plus one at a wedding on your first date.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Also spending time at your place or their place.
Ooh.
I mean,
no.
That's what Skype's for? Zoom? I don't know.
I guess. Anyway, on the flip side, Karina, in case you're going on a first date tonight on your birthday, the most acceptable options, grabbing a coffee.
Going for a walk.
Going out for dinner.
Grabbing them drinkies at the bar.
Oh, yeah. Going to a museum or an art gallery.
Okay, don't go catch a movie. You can't talk to somebody.
Yeah, why would catching a movie be a great first
date?
No,
don't do that. You know? I mean, unless you really just don't want to talk to your first date, but you're being polite.
Great movie. What was your name again?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
You played basketball for Shikellamy,
yes,
did you not?
I'm so excited.
You used to shoot hoops? For Shikellamy, what years?
4 years. All 4 years on varsity.
I think you may remember that, ladies and gentlemen. You remember the night they hoisted the Karina Carr jersey to the ceiling at Shikellamy? Maybe not.
Well, I did get to cut down the basketball hoop because of going to States.
So. Yeah. And awesome. Coach Ritchie, Dave Ritchie, the chief.
He was the JV coach at the time and the assistant coach. So
here's the deal. Shikellamy is in the postseason in high school basketball, but it's caused all this confusion.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The game is in Sunbury at Schick, but you can't get tickets at the door, and that's making everybody all crazy.
Yeah, you got to get them online.
Yeah. So we could go online if you like, or you could sit home and listen to WKOK.
Yes.
Because the award-winning team of Kevin Herr and the chief, Dave Ritchie, will be on the air at 6:45. Now, they have changed districts so much since not only I played, but I broadcast these games. It's District 4-6-5A Semi. The hell does that mean? Okay, whatever, tip-off is at 7. Do people still have line? I guess you still have time if you want to go online, get the tickets,
yeah,
and keep them on your phone or print them.
Yeah, my guess would be that you'd have to show your confirmation number or like the scanner code or something.
Something like that, yeah. And if you want to do that and still go to the game and have your earbuds in listening to Kevin and the Chief, you could visit PIAAD6, that's District 6, I guess, on PIAAD6.org.
The Chief was my Middlesworth chip dealer in high school. He kept a little rack of chips, and you go in there and throw a quarter in and take your bag.
He did?
Yes.
He kept snacks in his classroom?
Oh, God, yeah. Most time I wouldn't eat lunch. I would just stop by his room in between and
have some Middlesworth chips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Busy gal on the go.
Man, the things I miss going to Catholic school.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
The video shoot of Try It Tuesday where Chef Karina Carr makes guac and tries to get Tom Morgan to eat it.
Yep.
That is still on the way. And our parting shot from Jimmy Fallon, the pros and the cons of the Olympics.
Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Let me clear my throat.
That margarita should have done the trick.
Yeah, yeah, actually it did. Check out our video. It'll be posting up shortly. On a Try It Tuesday, Karina, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Not a big fan of guac, but it wasn't bad. It's just something that I choose not to eat at the big party.
Sounds
I just
like maybe,
walk around it,
yeah,
you know?
Sounds like maybe you had some plain guacamole in your past.
However, your use of ingredients, and guys, you got to watch this video because it's great. The way you're like, we mentioned this earlier this morning, you cook with passion,
mm-hmm,
and that's like grandma used to do. She just grabbed a handful of something and threw it in and then grabbed a shaker, and instead of using your little teaspoon thing, she just, you know, that's the way you made that, and you whipped it up in like 2 minutes, and
I'm an eyeballer. I get that from my Grammy Lucille.
Ah, thank you, Grammy Lucille. Yeah, it was delicious. I mean, absolutely. You know, like, I'm not going to eat it, but you saw me grabbing seconds.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I said, I need to try this again.
And there it is.
So thank you for that. It was nice. Check out the video. And a big thank you to Wise Markets for making Try It Tuesday happen.
Yes, absolutely.
You made Karina very happy in the Lewisburg Wise.
Absolutely. And the produce was so fresh and so good. And everything I needed was right there in one-stop shop.
Mm-mm-mm. Chad Evans is on the way next. He'll be eating some guac. I could assure you that.
Maybe a margarita.
Yeah, maybe a margarita. National Margarita Day. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. Our parting shot, besides me saying happy birthday to you
thank you one more time.
I brought some cake from home. So there you go. Have some of that. I'll just watch people eat it. But maybe I'll sneak a little piece of that, too. Our parting shot is Jimmy Fallon last night. The pros and cons of the Olympics.
Pro, everyone in your hometown will want to talk to you. Con, everyone in your hometown will want to talk to you. Pro, telling your neighbor you're a curling gold medalist. Con, getting a text the next day asking you to sweep their driveway. Pro, seeing your face on the news. Con, with the headline, Olympian suffers frozen penis.
No, you don't want to be that guy. No.
Pro, telling your parents that you're a gold medalist. Con, having your mom respond by saying, well, your brother's a lawyer.
Ooh. What does it mean?
Pro, training your whole life, sacrificing so much and representing your country. Con finding out everyone was watching Euphoria instead.
Oh, yeah, the ratings weren't good. Sorry.
And finally, Pro feeling the thrill of the 360-degree spins and flips through the air on your snowboard. Con feeling the same thing on your flight home on Spirit Airlines.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.